Good afternoon. It is Saturday, September 11th. We've got some baseball today and some NFL picks for tomorrow. So starting with baseball, since that's going to be going first, we have San Francisco Giants on the run line over the Chicago Cubs. So San Francisco minus 1.5 over the Cubs. We've got Oakland on the run line over Texas. That's Oakland minus 1.5 runs. And also that same game over 8.5 runs. That's the best bet of the day. Both pitchers should get lit up, with the Oakland pitcher getting lit up less than the Texas pitcher, hence the win. The Milwaukee Brewers is the fourth pick on the run line over Cleveland. So Milwaukee minus 1.5 over Cleveland. And the final baseball pick, Cincinnati over St. Louis on the money line. It's a short favorite, almost a pick 'em. Cincinnati on the money line. All right, so that's the five baseball picks. We went 4-1 yesterday, so you can go 4-1 or better today. 3-2 would be nice profit. But 3-2 or better would be profit. All right, going to the NFL. Now, the NFL, that's tricky business in the first week. You just don't know what's going to happen. I strongly recommend playing it safe. There's 17 weeks to pick from. Again, this is the heaviest bet sport in the world, with second place being soccer over in Europe. But this is a very, very heavily bet sport. There's not soft lines. These games have been out for months, a couple months anyway. Or in most cases, at least 1 month. There's been plenty of time to pick and choose on these. Injuries do change the lines. Starting lineups, surprise cuts. These all, they do change, but these are not weak lines. So you're really, if you do well in the first week, it's determining what changes in coaching, what changes in players, what changes in systems. Those things will affect. And then, of course, the other teams would have no changes. You can kind of expect, assume what's going to happen there. So with that being said, there's six plays on the entire slate for the NFL this weekend. We had the seventh NFL game on Thursday, which was a winner. Let's go with these six. So Carolina minus 3.5 over the Jets. There's a 1.5 out there. There's mostly fours. And four is okay. Four is a somewhat key number, not a prime number for NFL, but it is still a significant number. So 3.5 is better, but four is okay. And I don't think this game is, I think it's a touchdown or better for Carolina. Carolina is being led by the quarterback who just got released by the Jets. Jets decided to start over. So Sam Darnold is going to come in there. And you know he's been talking to his coach about, let me light this thing up. And the Jets are, until proven otherwise, the dregs of the NFL. So Carolina minus 3.5 to minus 4. And they should win by 7 or more. Could be a couple touchdowns. The next pick is Houston and Jacksonville over 45.5. This should be a game of two weak defenses and a little bit of the public underestimating Houston because of Deshaun Watson's situation. This should go over the total pretty easily. I do have a lean on Houston plus 3, but it's too risky with the unknowns of both of these teams, really. You've got new quarterback, new coach over in Jacksonville. Again, why risk it week one in the NFL? But if this matters, again, this is a key. In the NFL, all the time, and especially week one, look for reasons to not play the picks that you want to play. So I found enough reasons to not take Houston plus 3, but I do like the over 45.5. The next game is Washington football team minus 1 over the Chargers. I do have a lean on under in this game, as these should be two defensive-minded teams this year. But again, the broken record, look for reasons to not play. And hopefully all the leans that I have, I'm kind of hoping that I lose more of my leans than I win. I'm not betting them again. They're just leans, because that'll verify not playing them. It's always a little bit of a thorn in your side if you win your leans, but you can't lose a game you don't play. You can't win one you don't play either, but there's a lot of weeks you don't have to bet on a team, so don't bet on it. So the lean is under that game on Washington, but I'm only betting Washington minus one. The next game I had a lean on Atlanta minus 3.5, not a play. Next game I have leans on Minnesota minus 3 and that same game over 47. And Minnesota minus 3 was almost a play. That was probably the last lean to get taken off. But not a play on the Minnesota game or the total. Leans on the over in Minnesota, though. Next game, it is a play. San Francisco minus 8.5 over Detroit. I just don't know if Detroit will win any games this year. And San Francisco is going to have an up year after the down year last year. I have a lean on the under 46. The main reason I'm not taking that is when you're asking for a team to win by margin of 9 or greater, you sometimes are going to get more points in the game. So I don't like the correlation of the large point spread in the under, but the strong lean to the under, because I don't know that Detroit can score much. I'd put, quite frankly, Detroit could score 20. And San Francisco could score 30, and then you're over. So not taking the under 46, but it is a lean. I'm taking San Francisco minus 8.5. The next game, the premier game left, is Kansas City and Cleveland. Everybody likes Kansas City because they think they're going to come out fired up losing the Super Bowl. Everybody likes the over because, well, quite frankly, both offenses are pretty good. I don't like either one of them enough. I do have a lean on Kansas City minus 5.5, and the game over 54.5, I'm not playing either. The next game is a play, New England minus 3 over Miami. Miami's a popular pick to do well this year. I do believe they have a little regression. I see Miami scoring 20 points. That seems like a good, solid play for them to score 20. And New England, minimum of 23, up to 27. So New England minus 3 is a play. It is the weakest of my plays, but it is a play. I do like the under 43.5 because of the potential 23-20 game. But again, looking for a reason not to play it, I think New England can score more than 23, even with the brand new quarterback. So New England minus 3 is a play. Under 43.5 is a lean, but not a play. The next game, Denver and the Giants. I like Denver minus 3. That is basically a bet against the Giants. And four bounce back on Denver. I won't get into all the stats why. This isn't the strongest play. This would be the next weakest actual play. But it's a solid play and not a lean. It is a play. All right. Green Bay and New Orleans. That's a premier game. Green Bay minus 3.5 is a lean. It is not a play. I have some suspicions that New Orleans could win this game in an upset. Although I think Rodgers of Green Bay will have a great season, but it might take a little bit for the drama of the offseason to wear off. I don't like that play, essentially because of that. Rams and Chicago. Everyone in the world is on the Rams to destroy Chicago with a weak defense and a weak quarterback. The Rams have a better quarterback, Stafford, instead of Goff. Everybody, quite frankly, this is a play against the public. Everybody in the world's on the Rams. That's all the reason to not play the Rams. Rams minus 7.5 is the lean. I certainly would play the Rams before Chicago, not playing the game. Also lean on the under because the Rams have a great defense, and Chicago, usually their reputation is defense. That's not the case this last several years with a new coach, with Nagy. So lean is to the under, not a play. And Monday night, the lean, of course, would be Baltimore. But there's something about Baltimore. I don't know if they can pull this one off. Again, looking for reasons to not play. And the main reason here is you're on the road in Vegas at the Raiders, giving up points, and that's a reason to not play. Taking home dogs is usually a profitable bet, so therefore you would take Vegas plus four. My lean, however, is Baltimore minus four because I think Vegas is terrible this year. Not a play. So the recap is Denver minus three, New England minus three, San Francisco minus 8.5, Washington minus one, Carolina minus 3.5, Houston and Jacksonville over 45.5. And in baseball, Cincinnati on the money line, Milwaukee on the run line, Oakland on the run line, Oakland game total over 8.5, and the San Francisco Giants on the run line. And that is all. That'll be all baseball today, all football tomorrow, and we'll come back with baseball tomorrow. Good luck.